Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for June 15th. Well, folks, it's solstice week. Oh, the summer solstice is truly one of the most significant astrological events of the year. And this one is packed with even more energy thanks to the simultaneously occurrence of a full moon at the galactic center. So let's break it down. The summer solstice arrives on Thursday at 5:40 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time right here on the Penobscot. Mark that on your calendar. It's the longest day of the year. The electromagnetic waves of the sun are at a peak as the sun reaches its farthest degree of northern latitude. Get it? The sun, according to Vedic astrology, is the soul of the universe, the Parahamsa. Without the sun, there ain't nothing. On a personal level, the sun embodies our inherent divinity. In a variety of spiritual traditions, it's known as the inward dwelling Christ, or our inner Buddha nature, or the Atman. In plain English, it's your heart, not your head. Your heart, that deep, sweet spot where love lies. And courage, my favorite word, means of the heart. As the cowardly lion said, what makes a muskrat protect his musk? Courage. So it's your chance to put thinking aside and live with a big, open heart for at least a day or two. You don't think Van Gogh painted with his head or Bob Dylan wrote lyrics thinking about it? No, love doesn't come through the intellect. It's the heart. Stated another way, at the summer solstice, when the light is most abundant, our inward light is at its highest expression. It's a celestial opportunity to be our best self. Perhaps we'll extend a kindness to a stranger or carry an elder's groceries to their car, if not save the world from ecological disaster, end a war, or eradicate a disease. The planet and all its living creatures, humans included, could use a little bit more of that right now. Now, the solstice, and this is important, marks a turning point. The sun pauses so we may enjoy the fruits of our past efforts. Past meaning from the winter solstice. Many traditions celebrate the summer solstice as a time to let go of the past. And sad as it may have been to lose a loved one, suffer a broken heart, fail at something you hold dear, it's time to let go of the past for a compassionate renewal, to give thanks for what remains and to affirm your highest purpose. Or as the Grateful Dead famously said, keep on trucking. Those of us who are especially sensitive will feel the subtle shifting energies 3 days before and 3 days after. Now, astrologers have described this amplified period of celestial energy as rife with mental activity and a potential for psychological imbalances if you can't handle it. Relationships could also suffer from some eruptions. So stay on top of the energies. It's like shooting the rapids in a canoe. Look for the calm spots and avoid the white water. Now, you can do it. Just inhale the calm and exhale a smile. That's key to feeling self-confident and enjoying the robust vitality of this period. And then there's a full moon. That's the day after, at Friday at 9:08 p.m. The light from the full moon is in Sagittarius, and it will illuminate the steamy gullies of your soul. If the skies are clear, it will be a fabulous reflection across the waters of down east Maine. Get out there and drink it in. Now, what makes this full moon so powerful is that it is aligned with the galactic center. Yes, the galaxy has a center. Astrologers expect that the energy suggests a new flow of creativity, consciousness, and a manifestation of a brighter, higher vision of the future. Well, let's hope so. We could all use that. So if you're so inclined, celebrate the solstice and rain down the positive energies. Give thanks, share the bounty of nature's blessings, have a picnic with your favorite friends or creatures in your favorite spot, and enjoy the abundant grace and blessing of the light. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.